Hey there, I'm Amanda Boleyn, and I am obsessed with all things time management, decluttering, organizing, and systems. I help moms simplify their business and household by creating rhythm and routines so that they can have more time and mental freedom. If you're a mom who is navigating both running your business and household, I can help. Let's dive in. Hello, my beautiful friend. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I'm so excited to sit with you for this month's Little Life Lately, and I am pulling the curtain and sharing something extremely what most people would probably consider very personal. And it's something that I am sharing in the event that if you have ever experienced this or if you end up experiencing this, you don't feel alone in that. So I'm going to be talking from the personal side about what's been really happening and going on in my world the past 30 days. And then also simplify things that are going that I'm so excited for. And we'll just go ahead and get into it. So from a personal note, because I think this is definitely the heaviest part of the life lately, is back in July, my husband and I started trying for number two, and we were fortunate enough we got pregnant, but it quickly resulted in what we thought was a miscarriage. And I'm not really sure how they define this, and so I might not necessarily be getting all of the medical speak correctly, but found out I was pregnant. Immediately I knew something was off, and you get those intuitive hits that you're like, I don't know. And so found out I was pregnant. A week later, I started spotting. So I went to my friend's clinic. I got blood work and I was still pregnant, but my progesterone was super low. And if you're not familiar with progesterone, it's really crucial and critical in not only getting, but staying pregnant. And at 3.8, at the time when I was pregnant with Bowie, roughly at the same time, my levels were at 17. So it was a very big swing. And I have always known that progesterone was much lower than what it needed to be, which is, I think, part of the reason why I was shocked that I got pregnant, but also not surprised that I miscarried in that capacity. And with that, I had 11 days of passing what I thought at that time was the miscarriage. We were monitoring the HCG levels to make sure that they were continually going down. Thankfully, I had no pain, not cramping. There was no discomfort. From an emotional standpoint, it was a lot to process just having your body go through that. But I don't think for me at that time, like, I was emotionally connected to what the possibility could have been of that pregnancy. And that's not coming from a place of toxic positivity. That's just a genuine deep knowing in my soul from an intuitive standpoint that ultimately this entire situation, I feel like, is a bit of a wake-up call, which I'll get to in terms of what I believe and how I believe it's a wake-up call. So that happened, came back to Charleston, monitoring the HCG level that indicates if you're pregnant to make sure it's going down. If it doesn't go down, then they think it could be an ectopic pregnancy, which is where the embryo implants itself outside of the uterus, which happened to me because when I checked my levels, when I got back to Charleston, Thursday after I got back, they ended up ticking up. And I tried to get into an appointment on a Friday to see a doctor, but there's no availability. And this is not something that you want to sit on because you don't want it to rupture. One, it's very uncomfortable. Two, it can be life-threatening because you could bleed out and not know it. And three, in no particular order, you could lose a fallopian tube and or an ovary. Worst case scenario, something terrible, like even beyond that, could happen. And so you don't mess around with it. So the nurse was, you really need to go in. So went in, did test again. HCG was still going up, and then ultrasound, and they found what they believe was the yolk sac in the ovary. And so the way to work through that and make sure things are safe, they prescribed a drug called methotrexate. It basically stops any growing cells in your body. It stops them from growing, and then your body absorbs the tissue and all of that. And depending upon your scenario and situation, it could take a week for your body to pass all of that and for your body to stop thinking that you are pregnant, and it could take up to 4 to 5 weeks. And so that was something that I'm still going through HCG to make sure that it's has gone, they want it to zero. And last time I checked, it was at 40, which is really great. And so there's still some questions that I have, but this whole situation and experience has really made me, like, physically think about how do I need to slow down and how to say no more. And it's really shifted so much of my approach. And I've shared in a previous episode, I think I'm naturally a go person, but also then now I'm in this exploratory phase of, do I even know what it is to, like, truly slow down and truly rest? And that's just a part of a journey that I'm on right now. And I don't know if I would have truly given myself an opportunity to practice slowing down and resting had it not been for this, what I call in my journey as a wake-up call. I love tennis. If you know me, I play in a tennis league fall and spring. I go to tennis lessons at least once a week and then play once a week. I've actually proactively decided to step back from playing tennis. I stopped lifting and going to the gym. All of that can be stress and added stress on your body. And if your body is not already in a fight or flight state or dysregulated, all of those things in and of itself, I believe, could be fine based on what I've researched. When you have a nervous system that is dysregulated, which I've believed like for years of dysregulation compounding and stress. And even though the past 9 months, I wouldn't say have been stressful, my body is still wired and needing to learn and unlearn all the chaos. And that's why for me, my decision is to really slow down. And I was with a girlfriend of mine this past weekend, and I had shared that I had stepped back from tennis, and she's like, great, like you can totally play Mahjong. And I was like, no, I know, like obviously Mahjong is not as physically taxing. It would still be another thing on my calendar. And so even that, I'm like, I just have to like step out in this season of life. Like not having things on my calendar is something that is so uncomfortable for me, or not even uncomfortable, just unknown. It's not uncomfortable, it's just unknown. And so I'm in this space of exploring, what does it look and feel like to slow down and rest? And, you know, maybe lifting heavy isn't the way to having a healthier system in this phase of life. Like I really resisted this idea that I love lifting. And so the idea of stepping back and going to lighter weights was really mentally kind of, it was a shift for me. But in this, I know with my system and where my body's at, it needs lighter weights, more Pilates, more walks, maybe only doing workouts twice a week. I found this Fit with Coco and I did a 7-day trial and I was like, this is great. This is very much the speed. There's Pilates, some yoga movement, and some light weights. Like this is what I'm going to do paired with walks. Sounds great. Other things, not hosting my daughter's third birthday party. We were going to have a birthday party for her. And again, just my husband and I both agreed looking for ways to just rest and relax is like, not hosting a birthday party, more focus on inflammation, low inflammation foods. Definitely leaned into ChatGPT to help ideate and brainstorm different meals and different ways to go about it. I have deleted my personal social media account from my phone, just so again, it's not another distraction. I deleted TikTok, which what was really interesting is that TikTok would, if I wanted to take like a quote unquote break, I could jump onto TikTok and I could take my, according to my Aura Ring, it would be in a stressed state and I could go all the way down to relax. I'd like go down 4 levels on TikTok because it was zoning out. But ultimately what I found and knew this kind of all along is that it wasn't actually total restorative type of rest. There are so many other things that I can do that I have been doing, like legs up on the wall, breathing exercises, going for a walk. I've also started to not have input in my ears when I go for a walk, because again, all of that is stimuli. And it's just been so eye-opening. Also Voxer, I still have Voxer, but I deleted it off of my like front home screen. I also moved my messages to the second screen, so it's not the first thing that I see if like, oh, I'm missing a message from someone. So really taking audit and identifying as many ways as I can to reduce stimuli, anything that ultimately helps regulate my nervous system and reduce stress. And even I shared on an Instagram story about how today I had a meeting with my property manager, and usually we do this probably once a month, maybe once every 4 to 6 weeks we do this. And I knew there were a lot of things that we had to do that only I could do. And I was like, I just don't have time for this right now. I don't want to do this. It's all a knot in a web. And I, with her on the call, I had to slow down. I put my hand on my belly, hand on my heart, and say, I am not being chased by a bear. I am safe. Everything will be fine. This is just a problem to solve. I don't need to freak out. And I brought my breathing back down. And I've been telling my body in situations. Like right now, I am talking fast. And so how do I slow down my talking to bring myself in more regulated state? I was in Atlanta last week for a client. And when I facilitate, my body goes into this fight or flight mode because of its excited energy, but I can feel my heart rate pick up. And so I had to remind myself, even before going into that training day with my body, I just looked in the mirror and I said, listen, you are not being chased by a bear. You are safe. This is all because I am facilitating. I'm up on my feet. I know my heart rate's going to increase and it's going to mirror and look like I am being chased by a bear, but I am not. You are safe, body. Doing all of those practices, which again, ChatGPT helped me come up with some ideas on how to do this, is something that I am really personally focused on now and to the end of the year and to like the rest of my life, of how do I continue to bring in nervous system regulation. So that's the personal note. And overall, just from the miscarriage, I know so many women experience this, and like women, y'all are warriors because this is, it's incredible. Mentally, physically, totally fine. There might be some waves here and there. It was more of learning to, I learned this in the Dale Carnegie program when I went through it over 10 years ago. And the idea is to live in airtight containers and to really not allow your brain to fast forward and create future problems. So the day at the ER was, okay, today's benchmark in airtight container is to get some answers on what this is. Okay, they can either prescribe me methotrexate or they're going to be like, no, you're fine. And here's this protocol. Once I get methotrexate, it's a 7-day window because they're going to test my labs on day 4 and day 7. I can't think about, oh, what if my HCG doesn't go down? Like, that's a future problem. All I need to know is I need to get my blood work done on Monday and blood work done on day 7. So, or in that case, it was Monday and then I did it Friday. It was supposed to be Thursday, but you could fudge a little bit. So I got them on day 4 and day 8. And so letting that next step dictate the next steps without trying to fast forward and get into a spiral, because it's when I allowed myself to get into a spiral, I found myself getting more emotional. And it's not that I was resisting the emotions. I didn't want to add more complexity on top of a delicate situation as it was, right? And then the other thing with the methotrexate is that you can't, they highly, highly advise against getting pregnant 3 months after you take the medicine, just because of some of the things that can happen if you get pregnant with the drug in your system. All right, so let's go ahead and pivot to Simplify, which is just so exciting because I had shared that in an earlier episode, pivoting and really focusing on being that place for moms who are business owners, but then also kind of running their household operations, who have this business that allows them to work part-time and then also spend time with their children. And how do we simplify it so that it is not only the household, but the business is running in an optimal way so that you get more time and mental freedom back. And I'm just so excited because there are changes coming up. Changes, well, one, I'm hosting a free training at the end of September. You can go to simplifywithamandab.com/freedom and sign up. I am going through and teaching you 10 systems, routines, and mindsets that help you simplify your business and household operations to help you create more time and mental freedom. I am sharing the exact systems and routines and mindsets that I use day in, day out that allow me to be organized, that allow the household operation to run as smooth and as efficiently as possible. So it takes less time for me to manage it. Also talking about mindsets that have helped me grow in my business and my personal life and my household, and routines that I have when it comes to my business and household that allow me to continually stay on top of what it is that I'm doing. So you can head on over to simplifywithamandab.com/freedom. Again, that training is happening at the end of September. So make sure you register for it as well. So other changes that are coming in September/October to Simplify. If you are not aware, Simplify is my program where I work with business owners who are running their business and their household and who are moms to create this space to help you declutter and organize, calendar block, time management, systems, routines, all of it. And a couple of things that I'm making changes to in the upcoming months will be, one, there'll be monthly courses offered in specific areas or monthly focuses. So for example, in October, I am running another round of calendar blocking blueprint. It's a 30-day program. You can sign up completely as a separate sign up if you want to do that. Or if you sign up and you are part of Simplify, you automatically get access to that in October. So October, that is the monthly focus that we're going into, is calendar blocking and using that tool to manage our time better. In November, we are doing a total digital declutter organization. So we're going both in personal and in business. And looking at, so there'll be two separate sessions throughout the month where we're going to set up the systems in your personal digital life and then set up the systems in your business digital life and get all of that organized for the new year. Then in December, we are doing a goal setting workshop. So again, you get all this when you are a member of Simplify. There's also, I'm rehauling the courses and the programs and the content that are inside Simplify today. I'm reorganizing the content. I'm re-recording things. So it's all new and fresh. And rather than it being two or three courses, they're going to be broken up into about 10 different bite-sized courses. I'm adding more co-working calls every month so that there's more opportunity to get things done, to work alongside your peers, to be able to just have that space to say, okay, I've got this hour on my calendar this week. You know what? I'm going to take that time and I'm going to physically declutter my bedroom, or maybe you're going to virtually declutter something, or you're going to work on something that you've been procrastinating. So having more co-working calls to create that space so that you can get that support and just even having that on your calendar is life changing. There's still monthly coaching calls on business or anything that you're working through. There's a private podcast. There's so much. So it's really changing the way that the content is shared and the cadence to support you and the current members inside Simplify. So that's coming in September, and I'm just so excited because I feel like the small changes that will be made are going to have such a massive impact on the ability to get even faster results. So if Simplify is something that you're looking to join, be on the lookout in September as those changes are being made, and definitely sign up for the free training at the end of September by heading to simplifywithamandab.com/freedom to get signed up. So that is what life is lately. We're just slowing down, saying no even more, creating space, having massive clarity on the direction of how we're spending time, and really simplifying our lives so that we can create more time and mental freedom. I'm so glad you joined me today on the podcast. Come on over, say hi on Instagram at Simplify with Amanda B, and I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful week.
If you enjoyed this podcast episode, I encourage you to head on over to simplifywithamandab.com and dive into the other resources and podcast episodes that I have waiting for you. And if you really love this episode, I would be so grateful for you to leave a review right in iTunes, letting me know what you enjoyed the most about today's episode.